For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Every year, pharmacists fill billions of dollars of prescriptions that patients never end up using. Some of the most expensive drugs are anti-cancer pills, oral chemotherapies that many others cannot afford. That's why a Memphis organization has set up a way of turning one patient's waste into another's lifeline. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports.
Mary Janine Bolchazi knew something was wrong in late 2019 while addressing her Christmas cards at home in California.
I couldn't really form the letters, and I was a Catholic school principal, so, you know, we were taught by nuns cursive writing.
Doctors diagnosed the 77-year-old with primary central nervous system lymphoma. After intravenous chemotherapy took a toll on her kidneys, her physician switched her to a chemotherapy pill. The drug was easier to manage, but the cost sent her head spinning. Around $500 a pill, or $15,000 monthly.
And I said, oh my God, Lord have mercy on us.
Even with her insurance, the out-of-pocket costs were still too much. So she called Good Shepherd, a nonprofit pharmacy in Memphis.
The last 2 weeks. So there's like three or four in that bag.
The founder, Philip Baker, is sifting through donations of oral chemo medications that could have been thrown in the trash, but instead have been mailed to them.
Meds that have been dispensed to patients, that they never opened, that are unexpired in the original packaging, literally in pristine condition.
It's part of a Good Shepherd program called Remedy Chain.
And then we can redispense them to people who would not otherwise be able to afford their chemotherapy.
That's right. These meds are free, thanks to other patients' unused tablets and capsules. Good Shepherd gets its chemotherapy pills from individuals in cancer clinics across the country.
A lot of times people pass away and they're on these meds and the family members are left with them.
Or often waste is the result of finding the right treatment. Rosemary, who we're only identifying by her first name to protect her medical privacy, had the dosage of her breast cancer medication changed twice. So she donated $27,000 of unopened meds, already paid for by insurance.
Medicine, as expensive as it is certainly something that should be recycled.
And the price of these specialty drugs continues to rise. Stacy Doucette-Zina, an associate professor in health policy at the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, says the average monthly cost of chemo pills is $14,000. Even with insurance, copays can sometimes be $2,000 or more.
About half of people who have that level of cost sharing just leave their pills behind,
which can have dire consequences.
If you take them, you can live a normal lifespan, and if you don't, you can die from your cancer quickly.
A side worry is if they're successful and their treatment works and they overcome the illness, then they're going to be bankrupt because of medical bills.
That's Jeff Davis, who runs the Remedy Chain program, which is often a last resort for patients who can't get other forms of financial assistance. But there are some limits to what the organization can do. For one, reliance on donations means some medicines aren't always available. Then there's red tape, says founder Philip Baker.
What's worse is if you have a med for somebody, but you can't send it because their state law doesn't allow it.
At least 38 states authorize prescription recycling, but regulations vary. Nationwide, there's no lack of all kinds of medicine to be reclaimed. Kia Williams, founder of a California-based medication redistribution group called Serum, says the goal is to normalize drug donating.
How do we make it as easy for people to recycle this medicine as it would be for them to throw it away?
And then get it into the hands of those like Bolchazi. Remedy Chain continues to fill her monthly prescription.
I can jump out of bed and say, hey, thank God for another day of living and loving, period. That pill keeps me alive.
For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.